All right, welcome to a deep dive into the fascinating world of hydrostatics.
Hydrostatics.
You said over your study guide on hydrostatics, and wow, there's some really interesting stuff in here. So
yeah, lots to unpack.
Let's unpack this. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, have you ever just thought about what makes something a fluid?
It's kind of a more complicated question than you might think at first.
Right.
Because we think about liquids, right?
Right. Water, juice.
Water, juice. Yeah. But gases are fluids too.
Oh.
So air, all those things. And even some solids can act like fluids.
Whoa, wait, what? Solids? Like how?
Yeah. Under certain conditions, like extremely high pressure, things that we think of as solids can start to flow.
That's wild. Okay. So when we talk about fluids, I think one of the first things that comes to mind is density.
Yes.
Right. And density is basically
how
much stuff is packed into a space.
Yeah, packed into a certain space. Exactly.
So like a rock would be very dense.
More dense than like
a feather.
Yes.
Exactly. Or a sponge.
And
density is really important in hydrostatics because it determines whether things float or sink.
Right. That's what I was thinking about earlier. Like, how can a giant cruise ship float?
Right.
When a little pebble just sinks right to the bottom.
Yeah. It seems counterintuitive.
It does.
But it all comes down to density.
Okay. So is a ship less dense than the water?
Effectively, yes.
What? But it's made of metal.
Right. But think about the shape of a ship.
Okay.
It's designed to displace a huge amount of water.
Okay.
So overall, the ship and the air inside become less dense than the water it's pushing aside.
So it's like it's tricking the water into thinking it's lighter.
You could think of it that way, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, so we've talked about density. Have you ever noticed how your ears, like...
Oh, yeah.
Feel this weird pressure when you dive deep in a pool?
Absolutely. It's like a squeezing sensation. Is that because of the water?
It is. The water above you is pressing down on your eardrums.
Oh.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
The pressure at a certain depth is the same no matter the shape of the container.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm at the bottom of a narrow well, the pressure's the same as if I'm at the bottom of, like, a giant lake.
If the depth is the same, the pressure's the same.
How does that work? I mean, wouldn't more water above you mean more pressure?
It's not about the total volume of the water.
Oh.
It's about the height of the water column above you.
I see.
That's what determines the pressure.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like if you stack pillows on top of you, it doesn't matter if they're all spread out on a bed or piled up in a chair.
Exactly.
The pressure you feel depends on how high that stack is.
Perfect analogy.
Cool. So this pressure thing, it's like it plays into all this stuff we've been talking about,
Ro. It's all connected, yeah.
Like buoyancy.
Absolutely.
Speaking of buoyancy, it reminds me of that story about Archimedes.
Oh, yeah.
In the bathtub and Eureka.
Exactly. He was trying to figure out...
He was trying to figure out if a crown was pure gold.
If a crown was made of pure gold, right? And
yeah.
While taking a bath,
yeah,
he realized that when you submerge something in a fluid, it experiences an upward force.
Which is...
Buoyancy.
Buoyancy.
Right.
Right. And that force is equal to...
The weight of the fluid.
The weight of the fluid that it displaces.
That it displaces, exactly.
So if something displaces an amount of water that weighs more than it...
It floats.
Yeah.
It floats.
And if it displaces less...
It sinks.
It sinks.
So like a rubber ducky floats because it pushes aside enough water...
To equal its weight?
To equal its own weight, yeah. And a rock...
Sinks?
Sinks because it doesn't push aside enough.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm starting to see how it all fits together.
It's all connected.
Density, buoyancy, pressure.
All part of the same puzzle.
Yeah. It's really cool.
And now that you've got the basics down...
Yeah.
We can start to look at how these principles...
Are used in real world situations.
Yeah, like in submarines.
Yeah, or hydraulic systems.
Cool. But before we do that,
yeah.
Is there anything you want to like go back over or anything you want to clarify?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, cool.
You're doing great.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
So submarines, right? How do they...
Both submarines.
Yeah, how do they go up and down?
Submarines, they are a great example of how we can like use these ideas to actually do stuff. And so they have these things called ballast tanks.
Ballast tanks, okay.
Which are compartments that they can fill with water or air.
So it's like they can make themselves heavier or lighter.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on if they want to sink or float.
Right, they adjust the ratio.
So like a giant underwater seesaw.
You got it.
That's so cool.
And they call this neutral buoyancy.
Neutral buoyancy.
When they can hover at a specific depth.
So it's like they're constantly playing with their density.
Yeah, they're adjusting it.
To match the water around them.
Exactly, to control their depth.
Wow, that's incredible.
So to go deeper, they take on more water.
Oh, okay.
And to go up, they release air.
So it forces the water out.
Yeah, it pushes the water out, makes them less dense.
Wow, it's like a constant balancing act.
It
I
is.
never thought about it like that.
It's pretty amazing the engineering that goes into it.
Yeah. And speaking of like dealing with pressure, we were talking about like the ears.
Oh, yes, scuba divers.
Yeah, scuba divers, right?
They have to equalize the pressure as
Right.
they go down.
Because otherwise they're eardrums.
Yeah, it hurts. It
Yeah.
can really damage your eardrums.
So how do they equalize?
They do things like pinch their nose and blow gently,
Oh, okay.
or swallow, or yawn,
Yeah.
and that helps to open up those eustachian tubes,
Right.
which connect the middle ear to the back of the throat
Okay.
so that air can flow in
Makes sense.
and equalize the
I
pressure.
always feel that pop.
Yeah.
Like when I'm diving and I do that.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, it
It
is.
means you did it right.
It's exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so we've talked about submarines, we've talked about divers. What about ships?
Oh, ships.
Like, how do these huge cargo ships,
Yeah.
with all their weight,
Do float
stay afloat?
and
It seems
back.
impossible.
It's all about Archimedes' principle
Okay.
and the shape of the hull.
The hull.
Yeah, the underwater part of the ship.
Okay.
It's designed to displace a ton of water.
Right. So the more water it pushes
The
aside,
more buoyant force it experiences, and that keeps it up.
so it's like perfectly balanced.
Yeah, the weight of the ship and the upward push of the water.
Wow. So much science goes into just making a ship float.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It's like this delicate dance
Yeah.
between all these forces.
Okay, so we've got ships, submarines, divers.
Yeah.
What about like hydraulic system?
Oh, hydraulics.
I've always been fascinated by those
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
because it's like you can take a small force and make it lift something super heavy.
Yeah, like those big construction cranes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Pascal's principle at work.
Pascal's principle. Okay.
So you apply a force to a small piston, and that pressure gets transmitted through a fluid
Okay.
to a larger piston.
And then because that piston has a bigger area,
It experiences a much bigger
so
force.
it's like a force multiplier.
Exactly. It's magnifying the force.
And this isn't just for like giant machines, right?
No, it's in everyday things too.
Like
Like
that.
car brakes,
Oh,
you
wow.
push the pedal and that creates pressure.
Which then clamps the brakes. So
Exactly.
it's all thanks to Pascal.
Pascal's principle, yeah.
It's amazing how one principle can be used for so many things.
It is. It's really the foundation of a
Yeah.
lot of technology.
So we're seeing that hydrostatics isn't just like theory.
No.
It's actually how things work
It's everywhere
in the real world.
in the world around us.
Yeah, it's pretty
Pretty
eye-opening.
cool, right?
It is.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
I know. I feel like there's so much more to learn.
There is.
But before we wrap up,
Yeah.
what about hydrostatics in nature?
Oh, in
Yeah,
nature.
are there any cool examples?
Well, we were talking about floating earlier and how that works. I think one of the most fascinating examples
Yeah.
is how fish control their depth.
Fish.
Yeah.
Fish. How do they do
Well,
that?
they have this really cool thing called a swim bladder.
A swim bladder.
It's like an internal air sac.
Oh, okay.
And they can adjust how much air is in it.
So it's like their own personal ballast tank.
Exactly, like a built-in submarine system.
Wow. So when they want to go up,
They inflate it, increase their volume, less
really, and
dense,
go down.
deflate it, less volume, more dense.
Wow. It's amazing how nature just.
Finds these elegant
Yeah,
solutions.
using the same principles
It's all connected.
we've been talking
It
about.
truly is.
Density, pressure, buoyancy.
It's all around us.
It's incredible to think about.
You see it everywhere once you start looking for it.
Yeah, from tiny fish
To giant
just in
ships.
submarines
Yeah, it's all
and
hydrostatics.
car brakes.
And car brakes, exactly.
This deep dive has been like mind-blowing.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I really am.
It's really fascinating stuff.
It is. It's like I'm seeing the world in a whole new way.
That's the power of learning.
You're right. You're right.
It opens up new perspectives.
It does.
And it makes you curious about
Yeah.
even more things.
I feel like I'm going to be noticing hydrostatics everywhere now.
You probably will. And
Yeah.
asking all sorts of new questions.
Definitely.
That's what it's all about.
Well, this has been an amazing
It
journey through
has.
the world of hydrostatics.
I'm glad we could take it together.
Me too. Thanks for being my guide.
My pleasure.
And thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring and keep those eureka moments coming.
Exactly.